that only in the case where the mikveh had the mem saw exclusive of the water in the hair. But if the exclusive of the water in the hair, if there was a chisom of 1/10 of a loop, and only together with the 1/10 of a loop water in the hair, so it adds up to mem saw, then it's not kosher, then it will pass it. Then it will pass it. So why then the mikveh will be psula? So why is it different than the case of Rabbi Yehuda in Muyagar of Shavishin in Maimak Shein Toyer? So he says, Umiyoli Domeklal, they are also Bishalonekam HaMikveh. Because over there we are dealing with the case where the mikveh originally had Mepsal. Then Ruvein went into the mikveh and he didn't walk out of the mikveh. He just raised his body, he raised himself, and then he remained seated on one of the stairs in the mikveh. And his feet remained in the water of the mikveh. So that means that there was never had been a diminution of Mensah. So Mele, since Rabbi Yehuda says that we say Budachins, so Mele there is chibur and deal between the water in the hair and the goof and the water in the mikveh, and that water in the hair has never been taken out of it. Because originally all the water, even the water in the hair and the goof of the person, was originally inside the mikveh. But there, as a result of his Rubin's immersion, it came out from the mikveh and it was transferred to the goof of the person. But the goof of the person is still connected with the mikveh. So Mele, there is Memsor. Mashiach in here, the mikveh had only Memsor minus 1/10 of the loop. And now, so the 1/10 of the loop has to be supplied by the water in his hair. So Mele, we do not say that it is mashing to the Memsor. Mele, the din of Shor will be poka. Because first, the Shalishim Shor has to be poka in order to be mashing to Memsor. Because Mayim Shuri cannot be mashing to Memsor. Only Mayim Sheinam Shuri can be mashing to Memsor. But here, how can it be mashing to Memsor? In order to be, because when it comes connected with the water in the mikveh, it's still show, and through the chibur, the any show has to be poka. So, in other words, it's like circular reasoning to say, I'm not saying it's circular reasoning, but you see the second motion that Rashi says that we do apply the aloha of Gudachis, but it's like circular reasoning because over there, so the mikveh originally had Memsah, and that Memsah, 1/10 of a look is not in the mikveh, but it's on the roof of Reuven. But that 1/10 of a look that is on the roof of Reuven was never taken out from the mikveh. And since we say Gudachis, so it was never taken out from the mikveh. So the Mele, we still have them so. So there is no shoe. Show, Mashiach in here, the mikveh, the outset, had mem saw minus 1/10 of the loop. Now, so we still have to supply the 1/10 of the loop, and that is to be supplied by the water that is in the hair of the person. True, the water that is in the hair of the person is in contact with the water of the mikveh, but it is shown. So how can it become a show? Through Ashoke. But in order that Ashoke should take effect, there has to be Memsor. So it's like circular reasoning. So what is the second motion? That's the reason as to why the first motion, he says, in the case where there were no Memsor at the very outset, so the feeling is not chill, because Memsor is like. What is the second motion? The second motion applies the Svore, that is similar to Gittin Yodi Ben Kachas. I don't want to be quoted. I mean, it's the same thing, but it's analogous to the Svore of Gittin Yodi Ben Kachas. And the first Lashon HaHolitz, we don't apply this kind of slore of Gitin Yodi Bolikas.
To the right refusal by Shimon by Sogus. I mean, Sogus is a thing which it's not Hebrew. There is no Hebrew.
Why not? The Tao. So what's the Tao? You soak it in water, the Tao.
So the Tao is always connected to the water?
You soak it, we say. The two Mishnayos will apply to Sogus also. Let's say, suppose you had a mikveh with memsor minus 1/10 of a root, and then you put in a towel, and then there is a towel that had water 1/10 of a root. There was a towel, a wet towel, with that had water 1/10 of a root, and then you put it in again. That wet towel. So remember, Hashoki could not take effect. According to the second motion, he could take effect.
But this is where he takes the towel out and squeezes it, but Rabbi Shimon says he wasn't keeping this motion.
No, that's something else. That's not a shadow. There's nothing to do with this. There's nothing to do with this. I mean, where he's not mishaving. But here we are talking of the case where he was mishaving.
But that seems to be the Russian of the Raj.
Two separate things. Here, the two Rishonim in respect to the Reisha and the Septe. Holo be Reisha Yishreisha Ruki Mayim Shuvi. V'yora B'tova B'mik. Forget about Sarus. So, the first Lashon that I say applies it to the case where the Mikveh had Memsor. The second one, but if it didn't have Memsor, then not. The second Lashon says, even if the Mikveh didn't have Memsor, but together with the water in the hair, if there is Memsor, so it's also kosher. The same thing would be in a case where we had, let's say, where he would have, let's say, the Mikveh would have Memsor minus 1/10 of a root, and then he would have Anishona. He would have a wet towel, and that wet towel absorbed 1/10 of a root, Manishona, and then he would immerse himself together with the towel on his shoulder. So the same two shades would apply to that case.
But here where it says, Mimea Hasush, Sagus, the second parts of Rabbi Shimon.
I'm not talking now about Sagus the Deceptor. I am mentioning another example because you mentioned Sagus.
I'm asking though, if that case where Rabbi Shimon says it's not in his heart, it's Lucius and mine. So in that case too, so Rabbi Shimon there, so he could hold that it's also not a mikvah pesul.
No, this here, the Deceptor talks of a case where he stands outside the Zed. It's Rebbe Bukhshirolo. The Zogul Meyasagus Nisaychen is possible. In other words, with the Deceptor deals in a case, a person walked out of the mikveh. He stands outside of the mikveh. And then he has a wet towel. And the wet towel is not connected with water in the mikveh. The mikveh is here, and the wet towel I hold here.
No,
but it, one second, it has such an abundance of water that Gimuruki keep on dripping out. So they keep on dripping, but he holds it badly. It's a different case. So there is no chibur here. All right, now that I'm sure you can learn with the draft. All right, Mishneh Zayin. Hamniyach and Tamim Bereshit Adam Avlon, Nismal Ma'ayim, חבר זרעים אלה מן הסשון הוא אם יש בכמעט מים ואלה ישובי אם רב לא ישובי ורישו את זה אם כך אם כך ישובי או יכבה אבל לא יעבה. So that's what, so that's what you're saying.
The Gilsa of the Rash and the Rabbi that we know is Aminiyah Kankan and Rishagar in Argon and Ismail Mai, the Blazer in the Minas Shalim Hu, in Yishbekimat Mai, the Bay of Shalim and Lavo Yishon. So, the Gilsa of the Rosh and the Rambam is the Blazer in the Minas Shalim Hu, all in Yishbekimat Mai. In other words, the question is whether we are Geres Oi or Im. If we are Geres, in our text it appears that the girl said of the Rash and the Rab. Not Oi in Yeshbekimat Mayim Yibbe, but in Yeshbekimat Mayim Yibbe. So that means two things are necessary. There are two prerequisites according to the Blessing in order to be kosher, that the Mikra should be Kshayot. Number one, that there should be Hinas Kshami, time of it. Of the way. In other words, it means that after that, so it will start raining, and the major portion of the Memsor will be supplied by the rain. That's what it means in Hashem. If it's not rain season, so then the major portion is not supplied by the rain. That's one prerequisite. And then that when the Kantami are Nishba and are dumped into a Nishba and the water is dumped into the Mikveh, so there should be at least a revise mile of Mekshomim in the Mikveh. Let's see how the rabbits are. We nagvon ta'avim imichol imeyach imichol. So the Talmud says what we gave means drop. We dabkel in Agron, shalom ischabim with Abu Amayim. We kach in Asi Shuvim. Dichzib Achmayim ubeim, mamayim shein b'tfisa siyodo, abbeir shein b'tfisa siyodo. Now there are two kinds of Shive. There is one kind of Shive, direct Shive. You dump water with your hands, or from a chile, into the kiche. The Kiryach Odom, it's dumped into the Mikveh. So that's one kind of Shiva. The other kind of Shiva is when it's not done directly, the Kiryach Odom. But I put up Kelim so that when it starts raining, it will fill up the Kelim. And that is my Kavod. So it also becomes Shiva, even though he didn't fill up the Kelim will be a dying. He didn't get up and then, so it also becomes shalom. And even if those came through the wind, will be dumped into the mikveh. So there is nothing done directly by human agency. Still, it is shalom. Because it was contained in the kelev, b'machshavte, uv'yotzei mishalom. So that's not a kind of shalom. So he says, Vidatke Hamiyaka Kalandarisha Gabri Nag. So in other words, even though it was filled up, the cave, the water was contained for a certain time in the cave, but it wasn't done. It didn't enter the cave with Machsheva's order. And the counter, the Machsheva of the order was, he didn't even anticipate rain. And the counter, he thought there would be sunshine, it would be very hot. So he wanted the king to dry completely, and then unexpectedly it started to rain, and all the king were filled up with water. When smaller mal, so im einas shomim hu shenis kasho shomayim rovim liyodik shomim liyodik shomim im yesh kimat mayim biber gasim veloy gasim noy. The Gilsa of the Rosh and the Rambam and the Kroy is oy, but the Rash, the Rambam Kinore says no. We are not Gerson. Yishbeira can come in, Yipra Mayim Shem Sichon Yibeya. The Amshochi, Kim Shem Tehkim Shvun and Leif Yibeya. Vim Rab Shem in Nishomim, in Amish in Mayim Yibeya, Lo Yishbeya. Vim in Nishomim Manu Yuchlas is Mikve Min Amayim. Shem Ikan Kamim Gervat. Vizvir Alei, Vrabezea, Shuv Oshim Shicho Kulo Yehubo Psulo. Abo Kishim Nishomim, יש בלהם שיחי המים וישמל עובד המקווה למקשום וכשאין במים כבר לא יש בלה אף על פי שאין השום Shema Yitla Maim Beri Bis Kidem Shira. We have let all the time, Gamali Yoli Bis Maim Paisless Amitve Lechatrile Bitrilo Amitz, if you mistake. Not Lechatrile, but Bitrilo, at the very outset, in the Mitve is Amit. Alright, so let's forget the Bis Maim Trilo. That's another point. But one prerequisite by the Blazer is that it has to be in a shop. What does it mean in a shop? None of it. Right now, so let's say there is a Rebis Maim Shop. The Mikveh has one of the Rebis Maim Shop. Let's say a week ago, so it already rained in, or the Rebis Maim rained in the Mikveh. Now, here the Reish Adak, the Gag, that was just above the Mikveh, let's say, here is the Gag, and here is the Mikveh, the bottom. So, he left Kankan, he set up Kankan. Remember, he had no rotsu that we should be filled up with water. But unexpectedly, they were filled up with water. Filled up with water. And then, and at the bottom there is a Mikveh, so he would like the Mikveh to be filled up with the water. So if there is a release already of Mikshamim in the Mikveh, the bottom, and it's an Inas Kshamim because he expects, let's say, half an hour, an hour, because it's already Niskash Urovim, the Yerd Kshamim, that he sees that rain is pending, he sees that it's very cloudy, and very shortly it will start raining. So that means now, that so those Kankanim, those Kankanim had 19 saw of water. 19 saw of water. But it's an Inas Kshamim. So then he can break, not to dump the Kankanim, that not, but just to break them, heat the Kankanim, so in the middle they will break, so all the water will spill in from the roof into the Mikveh. How much water? 19 saw. So that's not enough. But then an hour later it will start raining. So another 21 saw will be added. So then it's all right. Why? Because so the Rambam Noah follows up the Shita of the Rash. Now, show is possible, but then there is Aloha from Shochet. Now there is a Machlokes in the morning Gemurah as to whether Am Shochet be Kulei be Rubei. Rubei had the same din as Kulei. It's Koshar. So there is a Machlokes. Now, most Bishem Paskin that Am Shochet be Kulei be Rubei is possible. Chach Me'amar of Paskin Yalitane in Gemurah that Am Shochet be Kulei is also Koshar. So, what is Am Shochet? Am Shochet means, so the usual case of Amshochen means that you take Maim Shuvim, you have in the Kehle Maim Shuvim, you dump it, let's say, 3 tvachim away from the Mikveh, so it drops first 3 tvachim away, and then it glides down. Then it glides down to the Mikveh, that's Amshochen. So if you do it to a minute of Maim Shuvim, to 19 so, then it's all right. According to Tom, if you do it to all the men saw that way, or to 21 saw, so the machlek is not. So that's one kind of amshoch. The Rash and the Rav say that besides the amshoch of dumping water away from the mikveh, then it rests here, but the mikveh is here. So suppose I dump shulim over here, and then it keeps on wiping, and it falls in here. So that's one type of Amshochet. According to the Rash and the Rav, there is another type of Amshochet. Let's say, in other words, if he has here the king that has the water, that it, so then he breaks the king. He doesn't dump it. He doesn't pour it. He doesn't pour the water into the Mikveh, but he just breaks them. So nearly all the water spilled into the Mikveh, that's all Samshah. In other words, why? So first of all, why Dafke? If you break them, after all, the Gag is above the Mikveh. So what does it mean? The Mikveh is here, and the Gag is here. So why does Rav Leza say that he can only break the karkara, break it, and then by itself the water will spill by itself into the mikveh. But to bend them down like this and spill out, but after all, that will be the real amshah. That will be the real amshah. What does amshah mean? You dump them away from the mikveh. You dump them away from the mikveh, and then the water drops here, and then it keeps on flowing into the mikveh. Now here too. So does the Mishnah have reference to the case where his mamish, where the roof is mamish above the mikveh? I mean, we can, in other words, the mikveh is a big pool, let's say, and then there is a certain building, a porch that is overlaps the whole mikveh. I don't think that the Mishnah has reference to such a situation. So I suppose the usual situation is, here is the roof, and here is the mikveh. So if he is Kefil Kankani, so he will not be Kefil Kankani mamish above the mikveh, but he will be Kefil Kankani on the roof. So that's away from the mikveh. So that all the water will be spilled out here, and then it will flow, it will drop here. So that's mamish amshochem. So why does he have that get to break? Why can't he just be capable of the kankani? And why can't he spill mamish? He doesn't even have to be capable. Let him just pick up the kankani on the roof and spill them, and then they'll spill down. That will be the regular amshochem. No, that cannot be done. Even Rabbi Yeshua is made it. He cannot be married. Married cannot. And according to Rabbi Lezer, he cannot even be cave without picking up. He cannot. According to Rabbi Yeshua, cave he can. In other words, he cannot be picked up and be married. That not. But let's say, suppose just invert it. And then it spills out by itself. That, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he can, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he cannot. But why shouldn't he be able just to pick it up and to spill it on the gap, and then it will spill into the mikveh? Apparently, the Rash and the Rav agree with the Shita of the Moloch, and that the Rav passes the Tlaloch. That in order that Amshocha should be effective, so you must spill the water, give Tvochim away from the mikveh. But if it's too Tvochim away, because of the Locha of Lobut, so it's considered as if it had been spilled mamish into the mikveh, then it's not Amshocha, then it's shown mamish. So when it's Amshocha, Amshocha means that it was spilled away from it. And then it spilled into the mikveh. It dropped into the mikveh by itself. So only if he spills it, give it water away. But if he spills it, if he drops the kankani two tvochim away, two and a half tvochim away, it's not good because of the halacha of lobut. So it's considered as if he dumped them directly into the mikveh. Apparently, the Rash agrees with the shita of the Melacha. The Rash and the Rambam Melacha. So Manela, that's why the Rav Leza says, Yishok, but he cannot just pick up the kankani and spill them. Because it's not Yitrochim away. It's not Yitrochim away. So Manela, he cannot manage pick up the kankani and spill them on the dog and then let it fall down, spill down the mikveh, because it's not given to walk away, so it's not the regular amshocha. But if he breaks the kankan, if he just hits the kankan, and then all the bottles so break into pieces, and then all the water comes out, so that's another form of amshocha, even though it's not given to walk away. Right? So according to the Rash and the Rav, there are two types of amshocha. One amshochim is when you mamish turn over the kelim and dump them on the carcass. Gimut walking away. So that's one attack on Shabbat. But here it's not Gimut walking away. So Mele, if he breaks that, so it's also a certain type of Amshah. It's also a certain type of Amshah. In other words, what is the difference between dumping them on the guard and then it goes down and breaking? There is one difference. If you dump them on the guard, so then the water runs down into the mikveh through the keah hodah, the one who dumped them. Mashiach, if I just hit the karkar, so they break. So the keah hodah affects a breaking of the karkar, but then the spilling of the water of the karkar is done through gravity, not through the keah hodah. There's the difference. If I pick up the karkar and I dump them on the guard and then it falls down, so then it's done through my keah. So the water starts spilling through my keah, through my force. But if I just hit the kankan, so they break. So of course the keah hold on, breaks the kankan. And then the spilling of water is not done for keah. That's done through gravity. It's not done through his keah. It's not done through his keah. So the melee. So since it's done through gravity and not through keah hold on, so it's not a type of amshach, even though it's not withdrawing away from the victim. So the Gemara says, im ein es shemu, im yesh bekimat mayim libeya. So im ein es shemu. So that means, so that after the breaking of the kankan, so it will start pouring. And 21 so will be supplied by the rainfall. So, but the rainfall will only supply 21 so, but it needs mem so. So melee, the water of the kankani will supply the yuteso. The yuteso, the 19 so. And in addition, there is a revis, mayim, bitchilo. So then it's alright. Why? On what basis is it alright? On the basis of Amshah. But why does he, Rabbi Eliezer, require that it should be in a Shamim? In other words, that the 21 saw should be supplied by the rainfall? The answer is, if it's not in a Shamim, and then all the water of the Mem saw has to be supplied by the Kankani, so then it's Amshah Adikule. And Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, Amshah is only effective in Mute, not Adikule, not Behute. But if it's in its shomim, so then 21 saw will be supplied later on, half an hour later, when it will start pouring. And the yuteso will be supplied right now by the shmire, which is amshah. Which is amshah. But there has to be a release mayim at the very outset. Because otherwise, if there is no release mayim, so the blazer is chenchesh. Sometimes, You see, it's true. Why is the Shvira Sakankani? Why is the Shvira Sakankani? Why is the Shvira Sakankani? Why is the Shvira Sakankani considered as Amshah? Why? Because when you hit the Kankan and then it breaks, so the water spills not as a result of the energy, the force applied by the person. The force applied by the person has one effect. It breaks the kankan. But the water is not pushed into the mikveh through the force of the one who breaks the kankan. But, let's say, if you break kankan, so the water that is near his hands might spill into the mikveh as a result of his force. So if there is no, and that will not be amshoch, you see. So in other words, if the mikveh is right now, at the very outset, empty, not there isn't even a release water. Now, you see, let's say, suppose, if I put in a kankan, this represents the Dayton of the Kakana. So I apply a force against the Dayton of the Kakana. So that will break the Dayton of the Kakana. So Mele, I also exert a force against the water that is Mamesh near the Dayton of the Kankani. And that, so there, the initial, a little bit of water will be forced immediately into the mikveh as a result of its force. Not all the water. The rest of the water will flow in through gravity. But the initial, a little bit of water will fall in without recourse to gravity, because of his force. If he breaks, so in other words, he'll push his hand, at the same time, he'll exert a force on the water, and the little bit of water will fall in as a result of the force applied by him. Not just through gravity, the rest of the water will be spilled in a little later. That will be through gravity. So this is what the Rav said. וכשאין במים כבר, תשאירו לרבד השיבה שמשיך אותו לרוב הפצוע. אבל כשאין אסון ממישו ולהם שיהיה נשבר, להם שחיל המים, נשמע לרוב המקמק שם. וכשאין במים כבר ונשבר, אבל כשאין אסון, שמליטו נמיים לבין רביז, קלם שיהיה. קלם שיהיה. So now it's what it means, קלם שיהיה. What it means, קלם שיהיה, is, let's say, now it's, in order that all the water should spill in through gravity, so the Kankani have to be breaking to pieces. Suppose, let's say, when we start pushing against the Kankani. So at first, let's say the first second, the first moment, so one piece of glass will break off. But the bulk of water will still be kept. So the moment you break off one piece of glass, So there might be a release of water that will immediately force out. So that's considered as falling down the mikveh for his care. So that's not I'm sure. But if a small piece of glass breaks off, so then slowly but surely all the water will spill out. But it will take some time. Mashenkin, the initial water that might have a release, might fall out, might drop out the first moment. So that will not be amshochet. So it will be shown. Shemelit na mayim lebe to be his kingdom shvei. For a blessed time in the morning will be his mind pen samikve bitchilo. Rabbi Yeshua may have been kach, min kach, yishole. Because of Agimu will give to the Mikveh when it's Chilo when we saw the Lord of this. When Hashim and Shemim will give to the Mikveh in Shvira. We have to come to Abin is Kshomim in Yish Be'ab Yochlo Am Shech Hashim and Mikveh. Because of Hashim and Shem Shechul Kulo Teiro. In Aloch Akira Blaz. So according, so the Yeshua holds like the Tale that Shuvah Shem Shechul Kulo is Kero. So it doesn't have to be rain season, even if it's not a rain season. And what that means that all the Mem Sol will be supplied by the Kankani. So, but they will be supplied, they will fall out through gravity as a result of breaking the Kankani, so then it will start leaking out gradually. So that will be Hamshoche. So it will not be the regular Hamshoche because it's not given to walk away. But it will be also a type of Hamshoche by virtue of the fact that the water will not be spilled out as a result of his chaos, but through the force of gravity. And what did he do with the person who created the Kankani? What does he do in effect? He only eliminates the Meneh. No, in Shchita we learned that there is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Rav. In other words, Shchita has to be done directly. Suppose you have a Saki. You have a Saki on the table. Here there is an aim, and then the windows are open, and there is a wind, and then the wind blows against the saki, and then it blows the saki down on the tzadar ha-behemo, and it shafts the behemo, so it's not a bishchit. it's not an issue. Because it's this the Chomer Alel. So the question is, there is a machlokes case between the Rashi and the law. Suppose there is a Behemi here lying, and here is a Sheikhet, and he holds a Sakit, or Shrike, and then he said, so the usual way of Shechting is on the Keach. But suppose he doesn't do it on the Keach, but he just picks up his fingers, and then the Sakit falls down, and Shechta Behemi, there is a Lochel Avoy. So the law says that it's kosher. I mean, the Rashi says it's kosher. The Ro says it's not kosher. And the Ro mentions the Raya from the Gemara that comes. Who is having Nachal B'Sechikel or Yikabon? We know for. So when the Ro is high, so we see that, let's say, if I had an event, and it was my way, and then I pull apart my two legs, so the male of the event falls down and hits a person. So again, how does that fall? Through the force of gravity, not through his chaos. He just, as long as the 2 feet were together, so there was a chaos harmonia that didn't allow the heaven to fall down through gravity. But the moment he spreads out his feet, so the chaos harmonia is thereby eliminated, so maybe gravity is free to act. So that's considered Maiseon. It's not considered God. So the Rashba says it's a good shchita too. And the Ro says no. By Chole there is no Aloch of Kiyagagre. The Aloch means that if he does it only Al Rikrome, so he's potter in the open. He has to do it in your body. So when you are Maiseon, the Kiyag Hamnea, and the heaven falls through the force of gravity, it's also mice in the body. It's not considered common. But if you machine the Aloch means, he has to be Nishchak through Kiyagabre. So that's not Kiyagabre. So here, why is it Amshoche? Because when the water spills out as a result of breaking the Kankani, so it's not his force. Because the water will spill out gradually, slowly. In other words, I break the Kankan. So then, there is an open space through which the water can leak out. So, in the course of 2 minutes, all the water will leak out. Unless you break and smash the Kankan, I mean with such force that it will spill out immediately through his force. Okay, that's also possible. But the Mishneh does not mean that Yigla can come in that way. The Mishnah means he's not Kankani, not smash it. In other words, he breaks the Kankani so that there is a hole is formed as a result of the Shira's Kankani, Mimele through gravity. So all the water spills down into the mikveh. So that's Amshoche. So, but Kablezer holds that Amshoche only be rooted, that's why it requires in Ashkshoni. And the reason is why he requires this mind at the very outset is for different reasons. That's because of what Rosh Hashanah said. That Bitchilo also reveals passes. And the only Rabbi Shua, first of all, is Chelik and the whole being that reveals passes in Bitchilo. And only Kimmukim can pass in Bitchilo. And we don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe as a result of his handling of the Kankani. So, Gimu Gudin will spill down as a result of his care. Rebbe is that's possible. That the moment he starts, handling the Kankani, so through his force, Rebbe might spill out before they spill out through the force of gravity. But Gimu Gudin should spill out, that's impossible. That's impossible. So, the Meyre, and then, so he says, even if it's not an Ishan, and then there's something else that Rabbi Yeshua is held on the blessing. Rabbi Yeshua says, only if he breaks it. Only if he breaks it. Mashiach came to invert it not. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, he can even invert it. Now, we can understand very well why Rabbi Yeshua says he can even invert it. because Avelo Yare, because Yare, so it's mamish don't forget him. But if he inverts it, so then how does water fall down? Through gravity again. That was like this, as he stands erect the Kele, so it cannot spill out. But if you invert it, so then it spills out. But it's not risky. But there is a certain element of iskeach if he inverts it. In other words, so he starts, if he inverts it, so the initial spilling is done for iskeach. If he breaks, even the initial spilling is not done for iskeach. Mashiach, if he inverts it, so it's like starting an act that continues through his keach, so he starts an act of power. So the male, according to Rebbezer, it's also considered al the keich, so it's not amshoch. According to Yeshua, since on the whole the water spills out through gravity, even in the case where he breaks the keich, so the male, it's considered amshoch, and the shita of Rebbe Yeshua is that amshoch mikulei is effective. All right, now for Sunday. So first of all, we have to go over the Rash and the Rosh and the Rambam and the rest of the Mishnahs, which is very little, and then you should go over the first Mishnah Dergim, just the first Mishnah Dergim with all the Rosh.
Kafkas Elul Hashanah Tov Jumim Hour, September 27th, 1981, Blue Angel.
We went over the Rav's Pshat in Mishneh Zayin. Let's go over it again, which is based upon the Pshat of the Rav's Pshat, which is based upon the Pshat of the Rash. Hamiliach kankanim b'desh agad v'nagvom v'nismari mari. Rav Lezarein er imin es kshomimu. Im yesh v'kimat mai, not oyim yesh v'kimat mai. So according to the Rash and the Rav, we're not geres oyim, but there are two prerequisites, according to Rav Lezer, in order that it should be kosher, the mikveh should be shale. Number one is it should be an ines shamim. And what's the significance of ines shamim? The significance of ines shamim consists in the fact that if it's an ines shamim, so the shamim, the rainfall that will soon take place, will supply 21 sod. And then the 19 sod can be supplied by the Kankan. That's one prerequisite. Another prerequisite is that there should be a Gevis Mayim make Shami in the mikveh at the very outset, not if the mikveh is empty. So the reason is why Rav Lezer requires if there should be a Gevis Mayim in the mikveh at the very outset, because if there is no Gevis, so we are afraid when he starts bending on the Kankani, before it breaks, they might spill out as a result of his bending, they might spill out a little bit of water. How much? Release. Given Rugin, we don't have to be afraid that as a result of his bending on the Kankani. In other words, when you break on coming, so it doesn't mean the first bend you break. So you make one bend, and it doesn't break yet. Second bend, a third bend, then it breaks. So before it breaks, so a little bit of water might spill out as a result of his pressure, and that will be done through his keach, so that will be shown. So we are afraid, if the mikveh is empty at the very outset, that before the Kankanim break, so there a Revi's Mayim will spill out from the Kankanim as a result of his banging, of his pressure, and that will be shown. And Rav Lezer's shiti is that revis mayim betchila pasas. So even as shami, so that's why we require that should be kimat mayim there. What is the measure of kimat mayim that revis mayim? And in addition, it has to be an eschami. So then we are sure that shortly afterwards, after the breaking of the Kankanim, so there will be a rainfall, and the rainfall will supply 21 sod. So, and there, and now as a result of the placement of the Karkanim, so the water will be still. So that's Amshoch. But the Reza Shiti is that Amshoch of the Kulei or the Hubei is not effective, only Amshoch of the Yute. So that's why he requires the Shudon in the Shem. He may be not mine, the Meir Yishon, the Mavro Yishon. So according to the Rav and the Rav Girse, there are two prerequisites. According to the Rosh and the Rambam's Girse, there is only one prerequisite. They are generates. I mean, I can't imagine it's my own mind. The blazer is.